I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. 2020 was a difficult and unprecedented year for everyone, and the Midwest Writing Center wants area residents to be part of a new anthology documenting it. With a submission deadline of January 31st, MWC Press is putting together an anthology of creative works responding to the many disasters that we endured last year. To be titled These Interesting Times, Surviving 2020 in the QC, the book will feature historic events like COVID-19, the derecho, and other natural disasters, police protests, and the contentious presidential election. But they're also interested in the smaller, untold stories of resilience, endurance, and survival. Ryan Collins is executive director of the Writing Center and wants stories about how individual lives were affected.
We'd like to hear from as many people as possible, especially if they don't consider themselves to be like professional writers or anything like that. You know, everybody went through something last year. Obviously, there were some macro-level disasters, and I think what gets lost a lot of times in those narratives and the sort of largesse of all of that is the sort of the ways those things actually impact individual people and can twist up and make their lives terrible. And a lot of people went through a lot, and we want to hear the stories if they're willing to share them. We want to hear the stories of how people survived that and got through that and are coming out the other side or hopefully coming out the other side.
He's asking people to contribute in whatever genre most appeals to them, fiction, essay, creative nonfiction, poetry, hybrid forms, or visual arts. And the goal is to compile a work from the 6-county bi-state region that records the resilience and resourcefulness of area residents, a work of value as historic document, literary artifact, and witness testimony. Collins says this is the first personal anthology project for MWC Press to serve as a kind of time capsule.
You know, it's personal narratives, but it's poems, it's images, it's, you know, if people want to relate what they experienced, you know, in the form of a fictional story that somehow ties in. The theme is pretty broad, you know, and the theme is much more sort of aimed at survival than it is at disaster, right? And disaster can be, we went with that because it can be broadly defined. You know, I think we can obviously point to the pandemic. We can point to things like the derecho. You know, those are easy. Everybody can see those, but there's a lot more on a personal level and on an individual level, you know, the way those things kind of reverberate through our lives, create all kinds of complications and complexities, and we're hoping that, you know, some people will be willing to share those.
People don't have to be writers to tell their story, and MWC can offer dictation and transcription services to help capture them. And he intends to pay all the contributors something.
Because it's a lot. I mean, artists need to get paid, even if they're not people who are maybe considering themselves professional artists. It takes work to tell your story. It's difficult, especially if you're telling a story that was about a hard time and what for what a lot of people was a hard year, you know, that should be rewarded. And our intention is to have like a release reading. We don't have a timetable on that yet, but we've got editors lined up. You know, we expect the anthology will be out sometime later this year.
At the moment, all he can promise is payment and contributor copies, thanks to the publisher Legacy Book Press. But the Midwest Writing Center is in the process of securing funding so it can pay people in cash. Collins plans to donate part of the book sales to area disaster relief and community support services through the Quad Cities Community Foundation Disaster Recovery Fund. The Rock Island-based Writing Center asks that submissions come mainly from Clinton, Scott, and Muscatine counties in Iowa, in the Illinois counties of Henry, Rock Island, and Mercer, though they will accept exceptional submissions from outside this area. Feel free to send questions or a piece you want to share to submissions at mwcqc.org. You can see the complete information and guidelines at mwcqc.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.